Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Ye Vagabonds are Sligo-bound in November for the 20th anniversary of Sligo Live. Brothers Brian and Diarmaid McGlynn are here in Studio 8 today, along with Alan McFadden on harmonium and various other instruments. Great to see you all. Listen, I'm going to chat in a while, but first you're going to sing one of your new songs for us. It's called On Citric Road.
I swam naked in the harbour as the sun was going down. The last of us were packing up and clearing out of town. Sometimes I think I see and I hope someday I do, with the flowers on the waste ground.
That was On Citric Road, such a beautiful sound. Obviously those harmonies, or because you two in particular are brothers, Diarmaid and Brian. There's something very special about sibling harmonies, I always think.
The old blood harmony.
Yeah, we're lucky that way. It's very easy. I think it always kind of came easy to us.
Yeah, I don't think we can take credit for being siblings. I think that's just, yeah.
Yeah, but singing that nicely. Yeah, singing that well together though, you can.
Oh, we've been at it a while as well. I suppose we've known each other a long time. And so, yeah, we used to sing together a fair bit as a family, and myself and Breen kind of started singing together when we were in our late teens or something.
We did a lot of singing on the street in Carlow. We busked a lot, and so I think once we figured out that the harmony thing kind of worked, we learned everything with harmonies in it, all the Everly Brothers and Simon and Garfunkel and anything really, a lot of old American music and. Anything that
we realized we had that. If we had that one thing, that we would just try and, you know, milk it for all it was worth. So everything, whether it was, yeah, we had kind of a fairly diverse like mixture of things that we used to play. It could be the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or Mark Bolan, or it could be, you know, more traditional like American Appalachian stuff or Irish traditional stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it carries very well in open spaces. So yeah, when you're singing on the street, harmonies carry a lot further than just one voice. So it kind
of, it's beautiful. I'm lucky to have interviewed you before, but for people who don't know, tell me about where you grew up and where your musical influences came from. Are your parents musical? Was it a musical house?
Yeah, like a creative house, I'd say, sure. More so than even just musical. Our parents would have met through Irish language theatre, amateur theatre, and they would have met in Dublin. And then they relocated to Carlow, where they started an Irish language theatre group. And we were always involved in kind of creative things. Our parents would rope us sometimes into the shows, and it'd be usually in singing roles. The whole family, definitely, we all played and sang a bit together.
All our sisters sing and play, and also I think that whole crew of the acting crew that Mum and Dad would hang out with, they'd all end up back in our house, like singing songs and playing tunes after things. So we were kind of just around it all.
But great, I feel, sessions.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, when you're around a scene like that, you kind of want to have something to do. You want to have some way of getting involved. So it's good social currency to kind of have a couple of songs to be able to step into the sing-song a bit.
And I think your mum, she's from Aranmore Island, isn't she, in Donegal? Mm-hmm. Dad Tip?
Yeah, Mum's from Aranmore, and that's kind of very much like the family home. Always has been, in a way. And they've relocated there since we moved to Dublin. They gradually started moving full-time, and they've been there about 8 years, I'd say.
You talk about community a lot. I know it's a big thing for you. What is that community? Is it fellow musicians? And you talk about Aranmore, obviously, just there. That's community too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as much as learning kind of creativity and music and all these things from our parents, you know, they were people who made things happen, you know. Whenever we were kind of old enough and we realized there wasn't really this kind of niche scene of the kind of thing we were specifically into, except there were a few people, a few people around who were into that. And whenever we moved up to Dublin, we went looking for that, you know, we went looking for community. And there was always this overlap between the kind of musical scene and then people who were, I suppose, because people who were kind of organizing these events were used to organizing events, and there was just the same kinds of people with the same kind of energy who'd end up organizing maybe grassroots social activism and stuff like that. And that's always been an important part of what we're about.
I think, yeah, I think community building, like it, once we started a session in Walsh's in Stony Batter like 13 years ago or something, and anybody could arrive in, and you know, it'd be like a little old couple from the area, a fella who like lives up the road, maybe like people who were locals, people who were students, all kinds of ages and backgrounds, but it still had this core that like if we didn't ask that fella to sing his song every week, people would be disappointed, you know what I mean? Because it's like it was a real tradition and culture kind of became part of it. And I think all that stuff is just good for people. I think it's good for identity and a sense of place, a sense of meaning in your locality and everything.
There's a lot of collaboration always, isn't there? And crossover in Irish music, musicians, music producers. Do you both see it as a particularly good time for trad and folk music or not?
It has been. I think it's always been a healthy scene. And I think there's been some more, there's been in the last, I don't know, 10 years, there's been more folk and traditional stuff coming into the mainstream. But that could also be said of post-punk music in Ireland right now as well, or CMAT pop music. You know, there's like, there's lots of great Irish music in all these different genres, just kind of bubbling to the surface and catching the attention of people internationally.
And of course, the two songs you're singing for us today, you've done one earlier, you're going to do one in a moment. They're on a new 7-inch that's coming out at the end of this month. And I think you've been concentrating a lot on writing songs. Is that right? How do you do that? Who writes lyrics? Who writes the music? Or do you do it together?
We both do both of those things. Yeah. And I think we've always loved writing. We've always loved kind of, you know, making things, making it ourselves, having our own stories to tell. It's always been an important part of it. And since our first album, that was almost all original material. We did kind of one then of all traditional stuff, and then a mixture in the third one. And this one, we decided we really wanted to get back to that kind of original place and writing original songs. And we dedicated a lot of time to it. We kind of both put in a fair amount of time kind of honing the craft.
Yeah, I think we're at a stage where it's the thing that we're, it's not that we're not interested in traditional music at all. We still love traditional songs and singing those songs. Just right now, I think in terms of making new music, we've got a lot of bits and bobs of songs floating around in our heads that just figuring out the craft of actually making them good and finished is the tricky bit, really, I suppose. But it's been fun. It's been really fulfilling, I think.
Yeah, we felt like we had stories to tell as well at the moment, you know, and so we just kind of had this, body of not just work, but of ideas of, you know, things we wanted to say.
And it's all very much set in Stony Batter, I think, mostly.
Stony Batter, Carlo, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Moore?
Yeah.
Well, actually, these ones are mostly, I think, Nine Waves, the album we made previously, that was, the heart of that was probably, you know, a tribute to Aaron Moore in some ways. There's like, you know, a song on there called An Island, and there's kind of, you know, there's a lot of ocean in it. Whereas these songs, we really felt like we wanted to kind of get back to something that was a bit more set in a town. Felt maybe a little bit more contemporary, but you know, as Breen's saying, we're never really going to get that far away from the traditional stuff that we're rooted in. It's kind of in the DNA of the songs, I think, anyway.
It's a beautiful sound. And you're going to perform for us now again, and you're going to do Mayfly. Dermot, Breen, August Allen, thanks so much for being here today. I know you're mid-tour. Plenty more dates to come in Ireland and also in Europe. All tickets are for sale on your website, yevagabonds.ie. And your gig at Sligo Live, it's on the 1st of November in the Knocknarea Arena. And all details are on sligolive.ie. So luckily, you're going to play again for us now. And this is Mayfly.
Long after midnight, crossed in the lamplight, pouring out a distillation of hope and desperation, she was grey-eyed.